Okay, and you were born?
In Shelby County.
Okay. Where were you born? Here in?
Philadelphia.
Okay. And you've lived?
Here all my life.
Okay. Don't be nervous about that. I don't want you to, don't want it to affect you or anything like that. If I could write fast enough, I'd write everything down that you said. And this county is
Philadelphia.
You mind me asking how old you are now and go back to school and when you came up?
I'm 24 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I went to school at Booker T. Washington High School.
Yeah.
And I graduated in Neshoba Central, a county school.
Okay. You've done a lot of different things, haven't you? I understand.
Right.
You've worked a lot of... Can you tell me a little history about your folks and your family as much as you know?
Yeah, my grandfather was Levi.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother was Jackie.
Yeah.
She was a before she married a.
Yeah.
And she's lived here most of her life.
Uh-huh.
And it's, my grandmother had four girls.
Yeah.
One in California and three live here.
Uh-huh.
I have three brothers. I'm the oldest girl in my family.
Uh-huh.
And we live on Atkins Street, not too far from Booker T. Washington School.
Yeah. Okay. Now, your mother then was born here.
Yeah, right.
And your father was...
He was born here, too.
Yeah, okay. So, did your family... Can you tell me a little about what your folks did? Did your father farm or your mother?
Yeah, my mother and them lived on a farm of... Bill Cannon, I believe, and we lived there for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And then later we moved to on Atkins Street, and since we lived there, we moved about 8 houses up.
Uh-huh.
And we lived there going on 11 years now, until I got married.
Yeah.
And my mother used to work for and different. She averaged about $15 a week to $17 a week. She worked, I think, at the Yakes it's about 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And here lately, she just got a job. She's been at the hospital the last 2.5 years. She got a job.
Yeah.
And my oldest brother is a minister. And I have one brother as a cement finisher, and I have one just got out of service.
Yeah.
And then I worked at Sparta's Cooperation.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at U.S. Motors for a while.
Yeah.
And now I'm employed at Neshoba County Hospital and the Democrat.
Uh-huh.
I work 2 jobs.
Yeah. Boy, you keep busy, don't you?
Yeah. And I'm married and I got a little boy.
Yeah.
And my husband worked at Martha Salama Company.
Uh-huh.
He's been out there 4 years now. I've been married 3 years.
Was your husband born here?
No, he was born in Belzona, Mississippi.
Where's that?
It's about 110 miles from here. It's over in the Delta.
Okay. So it'd be west of here, right?
Right.
Well, when you came up, do you ever remember living on a farm? I want to ask you some things about that.
Yeah.
Tell me about the first house you were born in.
First house I was born in was a little house that was way off the road, and it was kind of like a shotgun house, what we call it now.
Yeah.
You can see through. And the four of us lived there in the house, and my father, he worked most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And my oldest brother took care of us.
Right.
And when he got through with everything around the house, he went to the field.
Yeah.
And picked cotton.
Yeah.
And mostly, and as I grew up, I picked cotton. We went to school most time, and we picked cotton, you know, about to December, something like that.
Yeah.
To help out with the building thing.
Yeah.
And then you go to school. Well, you get a lot of absentee, but if you was pretty smart, you know, you could catch up with your grades.
Right.
And everybody in my family picked